This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Can we just talk about the white elephant in the room? Oh, I'm not talking about a white elephant present. Well, maybe many of Republicans who didn't like Donald Trump think that he was the gift that nobody wanted at the end of the day. What do they call that? Something elephant. But let me tell you what. Our white elephant is doing pretty good, and he's giving you some signs. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. President Trump tweeted this last week. Just landed in Vegas now for a Make America Great Again rally supporting Dean Heller and Danny Tarkanian. Also doing an interview there with Sean Hannity live on Fox News. Big crowd, long lines. Will be great. Hashtag MAGA. Let me tell you something. You can look at anything you want to look at. You can play the game of the news media. You can play the Kavanaugh is a sexual abuser game. You can play the Donald Trump has some collusion game. You can play the Stormy Daniels is going to got a new book out game or whatever. Whatever you want to play. But let me tell you the game you cannot play. Let me tell you what your eyes see. Every time Donald Trump steps anywhere, you see a dude who went from being a celebrity, reality show celebrity, to a guy who's become a rock star. A worldwide rock star. Nobody wants to tell you the number of people overseas who see Donald Trump and go buy that wig, who have Donald Trump's books on their shelves, who want to be seen with Donald Trump. Oh, they'll tell you that everybody that wants to be around Barack Obama, baby black Jesus, they'll tell you that. They'll try to fake you into believing that he's popular, that the world wants him. Have him. Have him. Donald Trump is a real rock star, and they can protest him, they can do all they want. And let me give you the reason why you can say that. Let me give you the signs, people. It has to do with the number of people that show up to these rallies. Washington Post's Ashley Parker reported on the enthusiasm of Trump supporters. Some brief anecdotal scene from the Trump rally here in Las Vegas. One woman drove in from San Diego. Another drove 16 hours from Elk City, Idaho. A man and his son flew down from Washington State. Everyone is in a long line. 95-degree heat is nothing but wildly supportive. People were waiting in 95-degree heat. Oh, I know. It's a dry heat. In order to see Donald Trump come to speak and say the same thing they could see him say on TV. They could watch sound bites. They wanted to be in his presence. This is the Kevin Jackson Show you're listening to, folks. I'm giving you the signs. I give you signs every day. Practically every day. Not practically. I give you some sign every day. Sometimes I tell you there's signs. Sometimes you got to figure it out for yourselves. But this is a sign. Remember what the left said about Donald Trump and his rallies? Oh, those rallies aren't indicators of people's enthusiasm. I tell you what. If they're not, I dare any Democrat on the freaking planet, to come here, say you're going to hold a rally, and have anywhere close to that enthusiasm. I dare you. What do you need from me, conservative audience, listening to the Kevin Jackson Show? How much you send me notes, Kevin, oh my gosh. You know, I'm just concerned. I'm worried. What are you worried about? You got a guy that's taken up the biggest buildings in cities saying, I'm coming to town. I'm going to tell you what you already know. The economy's doing good. The foreign policy is working. Blah, blah, blah. We're bringing money back to the treasury. I'm lowering your taxes. You got better job prospects. And you know what? I don't even have to tell you because a consumer, what do they call it? Consumer exuberance index says, you love me. And then he comes to town and you go, can we come out and show you how much we love you? And the Democrats, oh, we've got them. We're going to have a blue wave. Why? Because we got Stormy Daniels, Michael Avenatti, Kamala Harris talking about, we have to look at Judge Kavanaugh's character, a woman who will screw anything that moves in California, talking about looking at people's character. Gavin Newsom in California, guy running for governor of the state, he is practically in a statistical tie with the Republican running out there. Are you aware of this, people? You got all kinds of good news happening. In Texas, they turned over a seat that was held by a Democrat for 139 years, and a Republican is in that seat now in the state Senate. Is that not enough? I mean, what more do you need to know that the left is failing? They're failing. We got clips to play. Kids going, no, this is Donald Trump's economy. Everybody's going, no, that, I'm sorry, this ain't Barack Obama's. I don't agree with his tweets, but, you know, and we'll play that clip for you. I want you to hear this stuff. Trump in Las Vegas, they talked about half a mile long lines waiting to get in to see your president, Eric Holder, to see your president, Barack Obama, to see your president, Hillary Clinton, and you all you knuckleheads that did not vote for Trump, all you never Trumper, naysayers, whatever you want to call yourselves, and rhino Republicans, you need to be thanking your lucky stars that people like me and the majority of my audience sucked it up and said, we're going to put this guy in because we know he can do better than that clown that was in there before. And the only way you can describe Barack Obama's performance as president of the United States is to call him a clown. That's what he was. So enjoy. A guy tweeted, line about a half a mile long. There were more Latinos at this rally than you could shake a stick at in Las Vegas. Latino women, they were interviewing them left and right. One Latino woman said, I don't care about this illegal, about immigration. Donald Trump, I'm an American, and Donald Trump is doing what's right for this country. Whoa, what if the Democrats have to be going, whoa, shoot. See, Democrats want you to believe that Latinos are monolithic, that uniform on the idea of illegal immigration. There's not a, the majority of Latinos that I know that live in this country are just as pissed about illegal immigration as you and I are. Because we are Americans. Unhyphenated Americans. And Donald Trump's proven it. They talk about, he's a divider! Donald Trump is more, has united this country more than Barack Obama would do. Barack Obama doesn't even know what uniting means. Somebody has to give him a dictionary so that clown knows what it means. He is the biggest divider in the history of this country. And the minute that people start to admit that, we can start to heal. One America first, unhyphenated America. America first. Make America great again. That's what this is about. I want to talk about this Missouri rally when we come back. Keep it here, folks.
This is
Kevin
Jackson. The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all-too-familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com. Announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutriMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com or call our order line 888-212-8871.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Where are all the things that were supposed to take Donald Trump down? I'm just curious, where are they? Manafort is the latest, right? Manafort was the thing, maybe we should start with the Stormy Daniels' new book that's coming out. They started, you know, promoting it. It's coming out on October the 2nd. And she's made the rounds. That's supposed to bring Trump down. They talked about Donald Trump's package, his manhood, saying it was like Mario Brothers or something. That was the big joke of the thing. They were going to embarrass Donald Trump with his male genitalia. The people that wear vagina hats on their head think they're going to embarrass Donald Trump by comparing his genitalia to Mario Brothers, to a game. That's how crazy these people are. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. It's the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Talking about signs, talking about Donald Trump's impact on politics, his impact on your life, and what you need to be looking at for the midterms. Now, we can talk about the midterms. I'm going to give you good feelings about the midterms until you get off your butts and go vote and come home and find out we won. we've got control of government, and I'm talking about complete and utter control of government, and then you will have, and I'm going to tell you right now, Merry freaking Christmas from Kevin Jackson and the whole Team Black Sphere, Team KJ. Merry freaking Christmas. You want to know why? Because we will have delivered for you the good news that we were going to keep the House. We were going to augment the Senate. Donald Trump's going to appoint more judges, including SCOTUS judges. And he's going to continue with his legislative efforts that are bringing prosperity to this country. Your stock portfolio is going to continue to rise. You're going to still feel consumer confidence beyond belief. America is going to increase its presence in the world and become the number one country again, not only in GDP, but in military, etc. You are closer to world peace than at any time in modern history, and so on and so forth. And oh, by the way, what did we accomplish? We made a movie that bridged the gap between police and the black community. The movie's called Bleeding Blue. Go check it out at bleedingbluemovie.com and give a cop a ticket if you want to do something really nice, because we're about to do our second phase of release. That movie's probably going to get picked up in wide release because we're going to be looking at funders that are going to help us to get it out there because it's that important. But we also did a host of other things for you to say Merry Christmas about. And I'm going to go into that during the broadcast today. So Merry freaking Christmas. So many great things happening. Stormy Daniels, book was going to bring down Trump. Whatever. Manafort, he was supposed to bring down Trump. Manafort, who has no connection to Donald Trump with respect to Russians, was on the Trump campaign for all of a blip. And he finds himself in a pickle, and now they say, Manafort's cutting a deal. What's it going to mean? What it means is all these Democrats are going to be in trouble. And oh, by the way, I forgot, the biggest Christmas present you're going to get, and what I've been telling you about, is, and I'm leading to it with Manafort, you're going to watch Democrats do the perp walk. That's what you're going to watch. And if they don't do it before Christmas, what you're going to watch is all of them getting set up. They're all going to start to lawyer up. You're going to start looking at Congress talking about calling hearings to bring back in Hillary Clinton, to bring in Eric Holder, to bring in Susan Rice, to bring in McCabe, to bring in Strzok, Lisa Page, Susan Rice, and on down the line, including Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, and others. Anybody involved with the Clinton Foundation, the Clinton campaign, DNC officials. It is going to be a litany of stuff, and it's going to get litigated over a couple years, but here's what's going to happen. You're going to start watching people start to go, it wasn't me, it was him, it was so-and-so, that's who did it, and they're going to start finger-pointing, and it's going to destroy the Democrat Party, as it should, because that is a party of cooks and crooks, scoundrels, and racists. There may be a couple of cooks, so yeah, cooks too. But it's a party of scandal, of scam artists. People who want to watch other people in utter despair, in destruction. And Donald Trump is a uniter. And let me tell you something. He was on the call it campaign trail, call it whatever you want. He goes out and he's doing a rally, and his rally in Missouri was unbelievable. People are going, so somebody said, The line to get into Missouri, he was in Springfield, Missouri, they said it was 2 miles long. Now, I don't know if that's true. 2 miles long. So, I'm just telling you, if you want an indicator of is Donald Trump, you know, what's he doing, how's he doing, whatever, if you want an indicator of what people think, just go check it out. Go look at these numbers. And I've been asking anybody, if you want some litmus tests, give yourself these thought exercises. What if Barack Obama flew into Springfield unexpected and said, I'm going to do a rally? How many people would show up? If Barack Obama announced that he was going to be in Springfield doing a rally, what do you think would happen? Yeah. Donald Trump holds a rally. You should look at it. It looks like a Ticketmaster. Get your tickets here. And before you can even get online, they're sold out. They're sold out. Give me any rock star, any band, U2 with Sting, with the Rolling Stones, and they don't sell out faster than a Donald Trump rally in Springfield, freaking Missouri. Donald Trump is rocking it. And I'm telling you, these you can't get into these rallies. I told one of my buddies, called me, he's like, hey, man, you're going to go to the rally. I was in a town where they were having it. And I said, unless somebody from the campaign tells me, Kevin, we got, you know, access for you to get into the rally by way of the seat. You just go and give the code word. Secret Service gets you in, make sure everything's good, and you'll go in behind the scenes. I'm not going to wait. But do I want to go? Yes. Am I excited about Trump? Absolutely. Am I going to vote? Yes. Early and often, as they say in with the Democrats, I will be voting. And Trump is going around. And what's funny to me is that, you know, it doesn't seem like campaigning when you think about what Trump does when he goes to these rallies. He's reassuring. He's telling you, here's what we've done. Here's what we've accomplished. And they're making him put some things in there like, you got to get out to vote because they want to impeach me. Donald Trump is not worried about impeachment. He's not even worried about losing. He's helping he's trying to rally the vote by doing the things that the Republican Party's asking him to say. Most of that he would just let it go. He'd be like, man, we are kicking butt. Don't worry about it. But he's wanting to play the game a little bit and say, okay, let's make sure you get out there and do this. But let me tell you, these rallies are your indicators. Don't be fooled. And they scare the devil out of the Democrats. During the campaign, the presidential campaign, oh, those rallies don't mean anything. Those rallies mean everything. And if you think Donald Trump can't pull, if he can pull together 20, 30, 40,000 people with a bunch of people waiting in line to get in Springfield, Missouri, in Vegas or anywhere, what do you think he'd do in these cities? These big cities are dominated by leftists. No, they're not. There are a lot of people in these cities that think just like you and me, and they're starting to understand what's going on with these Democrats. I'll leave it there for now. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Tuesday, President Trump addressed the UN General Assembly in New York City. The president hit on a wide variety of topics, including the U.S. economy and accomplishments under President Trump, immigration, and North Korea. Former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson reacts to the speech.
Well, it was very typical President Trump, very nationalistic, unilateral statement. I was pleased with what he said about Russia, for instance. You know, he's taking off the gloves, and there's been some questions about that. I was pleased about the North Korea issue. Things are better. I was pleased he didn't announce a summit. I want to see more preparation and more North Korea doing a lot more before we get a summit.
As Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh has now publicly denied ever sexually assaulting anyone, the White House said it would be open to hearing from Kavanaugh's latest accuser, Deborah Ramirez. This is USA Radio News.
A hyperconverged infrastructure simplifies your data center, simplifies storage, and simplifies maintenance and scalability. However, implementing all that simplicity can get rather complicated. That's why CDW has solution architects to help you cut through the clutter and determine the right workloads to move to a hyperconverged infrastructure to maximize productivity, increase efficiency, and deliver simplicity. Visit cdw.com/datacenter to learn more about hyperconverged infrastructure solutions. CDW. People who get it.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I love watching leftists scramble, man. Woo! We are cracking eggs and making scrambled eggs, man. Just watching these people scramble. Scramble at everything and losing. I'll ask you this. What has the left won in the last 2 years? Name me anything that you go, Kevin, they got us on that. They are losing it, everything. They're losing from tax cuts to Obamacare to foreign policy and our trade deals and climate change. And I could go on. They're losing it, everything. You want to know why? Because those losers should have been losing for the last 5 decades. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. I asked earlier, what was supposed to take Trump down? Where are the things that are supposed to take Donald Trump down? Stormy Daniels. She's writing a book. Maybe she got a good fat advance. She's going to need it because that lady's volatile and she's going to need that money. She'll be a crackhead probably down the street somewhere at some point in her life because she's a crazy chick. She beats up men. and Cohen, what's he doing? Avenatti, he thinks he can run for president? Yeah. Hey, I tell you what, get with Eric Holder and become his VP. That you and I all know what chances they have of being president and VP or anything. Snowball's chance in AT double cricket socks is the way I would describe it. Eric Holder will be lucky to stay out of prison, and I don't think he will. What about Manafort? He was supposed to turn state's evidence. Where's that? How's that reflecting on Donald Trump? What's his face? Mueller. You know, he ends up getting Papadopoulos, the dude who's the big kingpin of all this Russia stuff. That dude gets a $950 fine. Wow. Papadopoulos might as well have gotten a speeding ticket for all intents and purposes, and they have spent millions of dollars to go after Trump, and that's what they have, 17 unnamed Russians and Papadopoulos. And what about Cohen? Donald Trump's attorney, he had all this information. He had tapes. It was supposed to bring him down. What about, what's her face, Omarosa, the inside plant to the campaign? What's happening to her? Not much. But let me tell you what is about to happen. You're about to watch Democrats scramble. Now, I read this. I'm not sure that they were now not going to release the text and all this stuff from the FISA warrants. I don't know if that's going to happen or not. But I'll tell you this. Somebody's now reading them and knows about them. It's just a matter of time before what we already know is supposed to happen, which is the entirety of the Obama administration get locked up, is about to happen. It's only a matter of time. Kevin, that's hyperbole. I agree. They're not going to lock them all up. But a lot of those people are going to jail. And if you want to add to that, the leaks that have come from Project Veritas of these insiders, these Democratic Socialists of America who say, fire me. I'm not working. I'm in here infiltrating the government. Do you think they're going to get away with this under President Trump? Yeah. It's a new day, folks. Democrats, is this thing on? You need to be listening. And you need to understand that the conservative movement has no beef with you. We want what's right. We want what's fair. That's what you claim you want. Isn't it interesting that the Democrats say, we just want the playing field level. We want everything to be on the up and up. And then we say, well, look, you got a bunch of crooks. You got people who will connive against us. And they go, don't bother with our crooks. We're talking about you. Oh, you want to have your crooks and do your dirty, but you don't want us to find it out. Because, see, here's the thing. We as conservatives, I'm not going to let anybody do this to the Democrats. If you said to me, Kevin, we have an in. We can put subversive people in the government that will go against all the policies of the left. If it's a Democrat president, we will go against his policies. Duly elected Democrat president. We're going to go against those policies. You know, then I would say no. If you said to me, Kevin, we're going to get a group of people together, 17 agencies within the Department of Justice, and we're going to conspire against the Democrats. We're going to plant a spy, an FBI informant, in their campaign. We're going to make up a story about them colluding with China or some other country. We're then going to structure it in such a way that we can get a lot of those people who've done nothing arrested, or we're going to go after them and ruin them financially and so on and so forth. I would say, let me stop you right now. You're not going to do that on my watch. Do you think the Democrats do that? Do you think they care that they ruined the life of Mike Flynn? General Mike Flynn, a man who served this country proudly and well. Do you think they care about the ruining the lives of Manafort or anybody around him? Do you think that they would have cared if they could have gotten Carter Page on a bunch of trumped up charges? Do you think they give a crap? And how many people did they destroy leading up to this? How many people have they corrupted? Do you think that Lisa Page and Peter Strzok and McCabe and all of them went into the FBI with the notion that we're going to become partisan hacks and be part of a conspiracy to overthrow the President of the United States? Do you think that's the way they went in, or do you think that they became corrupted with the system? See, I think they went in with the right intentions. And I think that the ugly underbelly of D.C., which is liable to get to most people, folks, the majority of people will succumb to this. I think they succumbed. I think they saw Barack Obama come in, the writing on the wall, everything leading up to that from the decades of work that they put in, diligent good work, and said, you know what? These are the people that are going to win. We need to choose a side. And they chose a side of evil, corruptness. And that's why we have a cancer inside of our government. And we have a group of people who say, I don't care. Let the cancer metastasize. We don't need to cut it out. And Donald Trump is saying, oh, yeah, in order to save the body, the republic, we are going to cut out this cancer. We're going to drain the swamp. We're going to let the surgeons look at exactly what's going on here. And they're going to excise this cancer. All of it, even if we got to cut down to the bone. I mean, think about what's going on right now. The destruction of a man by the name of Kavanaugh because the Democrats don't agree with his political ideology. After we won, and that's the end of it. As far as I'm concerned, I don't even, if somebody says to me, Kevin, Kavanaugh is just that and the other, I go, I don't really give a crap. I don't care if Kavanaugh was involved in orgies. I don't care if Kavanaugh was a pimp in South Chicago, on the south side of Chicago. He's going to be the next SCOTUS. That's the way I look at it. I don't care. I don't care if he was running guns into Mexico, if he's killing vets on the VA line, if he's allowing people to be killed in a foreign lands on 911. I don't care if he's knocking down liberals or conservatives with the IRS and threatening them with the IRS and running FISA, fake FISA warrants. He's going to be the next SCOTUS. Oh, yeah, I'm making a point for those of you who maybe haven't figured it out, my sarcasm. Anyway, welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Glad you guys are here. Believability, credibility, that's what, what's his face, who's the guy on CNN? Anderson Cooper. He was talking about believability and credibility the other day. Is there believability and credibility with the Democrats? In what? Give me believability and credibility with them. That Barack Obama was a good president? That Hillary Clinton was a good Secretary of State? That she was a good candidate for president? That John Kerry was a good Secretary of State? That Eric Holder was a good Attorney General? That who replaced Lynch? She was? That Barack Obama had competent people on his staff? What? What credibility do they have? Oh, we weren't trying to do anything to Trump. No, it was all good. We was just, we're just fooling about. Trying to connect the man with a country to tell him and here's what's so bad. Making Russia out to be the bad boys. Look, I get it. Russia, nobody's a friend to us. Let's just look at the world this way. It's like going into competition. Nobody's your friend. When the Philadelphia Eagles play the New York Giants, there are no friends there, even though they play in the same stadium. Now, I'm thinking the Giants and the, whatever two teams that play there. But they're not friends. But when you leave, you're still all Americans, theoretically. When Russia leaves the Olympics, that we're still a one-world community that understands that we're not enemies with Russia. We compete. See, that's the thing with Trump. He says, we compete with Russia, but we're not the enemies of Russia. We compete with China, but we're not the enemies of China. So it's believability. Who do you think's more believable now? There's a poll that says half of Americans say they're not sure if the allegations against Kavanaugh is credible. Those who have an opinion one way or another, they say, are close or evenly divided. But 39% say that the sexual allegation, if true, disqualifies him. 18% call it relevant but not disqualifying. 20% say non-relevant. 62% of Hillary Clinton voters compared to 18% of the voters, and just 4% are non-voters, and 4% of Trump voters say the allegation is credible. But here's the big deal. Only 25% of women find Ford's allegations credible. More men do. 28% of men find them credible, 25% of women. So let me tell you who the 28% of men are. They're the eunuchs on the left. The 25% of women are the feminists on the left. But here's the bad news for the feminists and the left. Only 25% of your women believe that BS. You have no credibility. 75% of women on the left know that Kavanaugh did nothing wrong. But that's what the Democrats want to hang their hat on. Anyway, we got a lot more to talk about. Keep it here, folks. Glad you're here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
What more can anybody say on the Christina Blasey Ford situation? Well, we will be talking about it until it is over. We will be talking about it until the world realizes the lunacy of these leftists trying this fake news narrative that Judge Brett Kavanaugh at the age of 17 tried to rape Christina Ford, Christina Blasey at the time. Party Girl Blasey. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I'd be curious to hear from some of the women that listen to the program. What do you think? Do you think that this even occurred? What, I mean, give me your ideas around this. I have covered this exhaustively. I've covered it as a potential 15-year-old girl who was rather promiscuous, looking to hang out with boys. I've covered it from the standpoint of, come on, of the believability based on the lifestyle of Kavanaugh. Look, I'm not saying people don't have their dirt and hide their scandalous things and want to feel like, you know, I say people do live duplicitous lives much of the time. In fact, I really say all people live duplicitous lives, and the people who live life the cleanest are the ones who have the least amount of distance between who they are and who they present. That's the way I look at it. That's why I tell people, keep it real. You know, I'm not saying you got to go around telling everybody what you do, you know, your idiosyncrasies and the things that you want to do with your life in any particular way. But I'm just saying, own it. If the situation comes up, you own it. It's like somebody says, you know, something about porn. You go, yeah, I watch porn. I've watched porn or whatever. Okay, big deal. It isn't like you're the only one. Yeah, you're the only person who would watch porn. I'm not into porn. But then again, I tell people all the time, everybody's into porn. Yeah, you're not into it. You are into it. Do you have any kids? Are you married? Are you in a relationship with somebody? Then you're into porn. You may not be into watching it on TV, but you're into it. So some people are visual and want to see other people doing porn. You may go, oh, that's weird. You know, who are you to talk about their sensibilities? They may look at you and go, I don't understand why you don't want to watch this. I'm not giving any indication either way. I happen to be a person who doesn't need, you know, I don't see, really see have I watched porn in my life? Yes. I don't see the need. You know, like where people are like, oh, yeah, man, they just got the new blankety blank in. And then there are those that see it as learning. You know, maybe I'm the stooge. I'm the guy that's like, yeah, Kevin, have you learned all the new things? No, because I haven't watched the video. I didn't go to class this week. I didn't go to my porn class. But I'm not going to be mad at people who do. Now, you could stretch it further. Well, Kevin, you do understand what porn does to people in the long run. Yeah, I know what it does in the short run, the long run. Or I get it. I get the societal implications of the thing that you consider to be taboo. All right? And I will tell you this. I don't think kids should watch it, but I'm not. If you're an adult and you want to watch porn, that does not mean you're going to go to the next step of starting to, you know, be a voyeur and rape people and kill people after you rape them and pull a Jeffrey Dahmer on them and eat them and whatever else. It doesn't mean that. And for those of you who get sanctimonious about it, well, Kevin, you know, the Lord says. Yeah. Okay. That's somebody's sin. What's yours? I'm a Christian, a flawed Christian. I have my issues. I don't know what my issue is in compared to yours, but here's what I'll bet you. I'll bet you that you think your issue that you are sinning over is less of a deal than mine. Because that's what's called sanctimony. A sin is a sin, folks. I get it. Kevin, murder's a worse sin than lying. I don't know. What about lying about murder? I mean, I'm gonna mess with you if you mess with me. Remember, I got degrees in logic. I will get you. I'm going to make you think about what you are, what your positions are. Anyway, that's the good news is we can have this talk, right? Talking among friends. We are friends. My producer's like, they aren't your friends right now. Yeah, Mark, look, I talk to my audience the way I talk to my friends, my family, my brother and I. We have these deep conversations. I love these conversations. I do. And the fact that we can have them is pretty interesting. It's important that we have this type of dialogue. Yeah, you're dirty. People got their dirty. But let me say this. I don't think Kavanaugh's dirty is looking at, you know, to molest or sexually abuse women. I think that's Keith Ellison's dirty. I think that's many of these leftists that we don't know about in Congress where we paid $17 million to cover it up. I think that's most of Hollywood's dirty. I think if most of Hollywood told you the things that they have done, I'm talking about these Hollywood, finger quotes, men, if they told you what they've done to women, women would revolt. I mean, in theory, they would revolt against them. They'd all be in prison. But they're not doing that. They're not going after the Harvey Weinsteins. Oh, they made a poster child out of Harvey for what, all of a year? Not even, not even bringing this dude up in the context of Kavanaugh. Not even bringing it up. Because here's why you aren't going to hear Harvey Weinstein, or is it Weinstein, Jewish people. You're not going to hear anybody talking about it, is because in comparison, there's no comparison. Let's say Kavanaugh did what he did. How does that compare to what Weinstein did? You get what I'm saying? Mark Simone tweeted this. Swamp Senator Kirsten Gillibrand on Ford's allegations. I believe her because she's telling the truth. This from a woman who was completely fooled by Bill Clinton, Harvey Weinstein, Al Franken, Anthony Weiner, and all of her buddies. That's what Mark tweeted. Touche, Mark Simone. Rona McDaniel tweeted this. Democrat strategy so far. Sit on this information for months. Leaked to the press in the 11th hour, violating Dr. Ford's request for privacy. Demand a hearing. Complain that a hearing has been scheduled. They're delaying at all cost. I mean, she nails it. Ford set the terms by which she will testify against Kavanaugh. Only if the FBI investigates her bogus story. Now, who does she think she is? Hillary Clinton? You think you Hillary Clinton, Ford? I want to be cleared, pre-cleared by the FBI, and then I'll testify. Then I'll say something. Melissa McKenzie, one of my friends out of Houston, she tweeted, how can a woman who took a lie detector test not be prepared? She lawyered up this summer. Feinstein's office, quote, leaked her letter. They asked for a hearing. They got the hearing. Now they're trying to escape what they wanted. I just want you to understand there are people out there who get it. You understand, people? You paying attention? Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Dreg Lady tweeted this. For someone so traumatized that it took her 36 years, bothered to mention, she sure has a bad memory. If I thought someone was going to kill me, I'd not only remember where it happened, what day and what time and who was there, I'd remember the color of his socks. She's lying. That's what one of the people tweeted. Dreg Lady, a friend of mine. Yep. So, you know it's a lie. Why don't you just say that? Here's my point. When people bring it up in whatever context, conversations, however you get your information out, you need to just say what this is. It's a lie. It's another witch hunt. Hey, it's another Russian collusion story. Next thing we'll know, we'll hear, is Donald Trump was at the party. He was the second person. That's what you lampooned it. You can lampoon it too. Lampoon it. Was Donald Trump there? Well, I think pretty soon the story is going to morph into it was Donald Trump and Putin. That's who tried to molest Ford. Donald Trump and Putin. Oh my goodness. Dr. Carol Swain, a good friend of mine who's been railroaded on multiple counts, but she says this, I will not testify on a boat. I will not testify with a goat. I will not testify here nor there. I will not testify anywhere. I will not testify first or last. I will not testify slow or fast. There's nothing more for me to say. I can't remember anyway. Dr. Seuss Ford. Carol, touche girl. Touche girl! Somebody asked, do you think if you ask Kathleen Willey or Paula Jones or Renita Broderick to testify, they would need 10 days to prepare their story, refuse to be questioned by a lawyer, and not allow the accused a full response? And then, as we talked about before, four people that were supposedly involved have now come forward to give their statement to Congress. The only person who hasn't given her statement to Congress is the accuser. Tells you a lot, doesn't it?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.